After back-to-back ninth-inning losses over the past 48 hours, the Rawhide have a chance to even the series as they travel north on 99. Coming up next, it's Game 4 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chancy Park, located in Fresno, California. It's Arizona Diamondbacks single-A affiliate Visalia Rawhide, who entered the night with a record of 16-25. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies are the Colorado Rockies single-A affiliate with a 24-17 record. Last night, another late-game rally from the Hyde, scoring two runs in the ninth inning. However, after Edgar Isaiah walked and hit the first two batters that he faced, it was Aiden Longwell who had the RBI base hit that walked it off in the ninth. 2 days removed, you look at a ball game where Visalia lost the game in the 10th inning. So two frustrating nights in a row, but Visalia has a chance to even the series once again here on this Friday night. Joey Gonzalez with you, and pleasure to be with you on a Friday night, and thank you for spending your time with us right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. As we move further in our pregame coverage, we'll take a look at the California League standings. We'll also look at the California League scoreboard on this Friday night, and we'll move closer to first pitch with the starting pitchers and starting lineups. You're listening to a Rawhide pregame right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Acequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. And let's dive into California League standings for the first time tonight. Rancho continues to struggle. They've lost four straight. They're now 22-17, and that gap slowly dwindling. They have a two-game lead over the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are 20-19. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 16-25, two-game losing skid. They find themselves 6.5 games back. And then lastly, the Inland Empire 66ers, they have a record of 13-27, and they find themselves 8.5 games back. Meanwhile, up in the north, the Modesto Nuts, they currently lead 27-13, a dominant win yesterday over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Meanwhile, in second, the Fresno Grizzlies are 24-17, trying to make up ground on the defending California League champions, who are their 3.5 games back. Lastly, in third, the San Jose Giants are 23-18, 4.5 games back. And then in fourth, the Stockton Ports, 16-24. Every game is underway with the 7:05 first pitch time. And we'll start off first in Rancho, where the Quakes are the first one to get on the board this evening. They lead 1-0 against Modesto in the bottom of the second inning. Staying in the Rancho area, we move over to Inland Empire, where the 66ers currently lead over the Stockton Ports 1-0. In the bottom of the second inning with no outs, there's runner on second and third. And looking out on a few more here in the early innings. And then lastly at Diamond Stadium out in Lake Elsinore, the San Jose Giants take an early 1-0 lead over the Lake Elsinore Storm in a battle between North and South Division opponents. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, we visit first the Arizona Complex League, where the Complex League D-backs currently lead 3-0. That game's heading into the bottom of the second inning. Meanwhile, in Hillsboro, the Vancouver Canadians, they currently lead 3-0. Vancouver, a three-run top half of the first inning. They're currently out hitting the Hillsboro Hops 4-1. Roman Angelo, starting pitcher for tonight's ballgame. Meanwhile, out in Double-A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles currently lead 6-2 in the top of the fifth inning against Northwest Arkansas. And then lastly, out in Triple-A, the Reno Aces lead over the OKC Dodgers 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So we'll step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll have the starting pitchers and get you ready for tonight's Friday night ball game between the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide. Visalia 16-25, Fresno 24-17. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Chancy Park. We get ready to wrap up our pregame coverage between the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide. Tonight's starting pitchers, the right-hander, will start off first with Visalia, Denny Larondo, 0-1 so far this year with a 4.33 ERA. Last time we saw Denny, May 17th, that was last Friday against Lake Elsinore Storm in a ballgame where he went 2 2/3 innings. He struck out six batters the second time this season. Larondo has struck out six. The Cuba native, 6'2", 180, the 21-year-old right-hander, will get the start for the eighth time this year. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, it'll be the right-hander Jack Mahoney, 2-3 with a 3.43 ERA, making his first professional career appearance against the Visalia Rawhide. The last time the Grizzlies used him was on May 17th against the Stockton Ports in a ballgame where he went 5 2/3 innings. Mahoney, the former South Carolina Gamecock, drafted in the third round of the 2023 MLB draft. So those are your starting pitchers, Denny Larondo, Jack Mahoney, two right-handed hurlers going at it for game four of the six-game set. Ways to watch today's ball game live on the MILB app, also live at Bally Sports Live. And you can listen to the game all season long right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. And we're just about ready to go here for this 7:05 first pitch. National anthem about to go off, so we will step aside. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. Game four of the six-game series game number 42 of 131 here in 2024. We hope you enjoy the game. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health. Life.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Game 42 of 131. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. It's game four of the six-game series in the lone road trip up north to Chancy Ballpark in 2024 between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. Visalia, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they are the single-A affiliate of the Fresno Grizzlies. And well, let's walk through the series so far. Visalia taking the opening game of the series 7-1 on an 11 a.m. first pitch so far in the month of May. Visalia 3-0 in Tuesday afternoon ball game, the team that you cannot beat in those type of situations. However, on a Wednesday night, a heartbreaker in the bottom of the 10th inning, Fresno tacks on a run, and the Grizzlies walk it off 6-5. Last night's ball game, the Rawhide tack on two runs in the top of the ninth inning, but it was a base hit from Aiden Longwell that won the Grizzlies last night's ball game, making it 3-2. And the series currently favors the Fresno Grizzlies 2-1. But it's a new night for baseball and a new night to get in the win column on this Friday night. And let's dive into the Rawhide batting order. We'll start off first with Visalia. Christopher Torin will lead things off. He'll be followed up by Yancel Luis batting second. Junior Franco will bat third for the Hyde. Kenny Castillo bat cleanup. Ruben Santana will bat 5. Drew Jones, the center fielder, will bat 6. Anderson Rojas will play third base and bat 7. Adrian DeLeon will be the DH for today's ball game. He'll bat eighth. And then lastly, Angel Ortiz will bat ninth, playing in right field. Jack Mahoney will be on mound for the Fresno Grizzlies. We'll talk about his story and his numbers here in just a moment. And Visalia Rawhide sporting their All-American Saturday tops, the black uniforms with the red, white, and blue. Rawhide across the chest, the American flag numbers in the black in the back. Black matte helmets on the top. They'll go with the road gray pants with the red striping along the side. Throw down by the catcher, Ben McCabe, and that will signal for Christopher Torin to step into the batter's box. And we're about set to go here on this Friday night. Fresno Grizzlies, Visalia Rawhide on this clear May 24th night. Everybody's set and ready to go. The crowd continues to line in, and the first pitch on the way is a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Green to left center field, and it will drop in for a base hit. Leadoff single from Christopher Torin to start this ball game, and he'll hand it off to Yancel Luis. First hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! Official first pitch for today's ball game, 7-10, 75 degrees with a 13-mile-per-hour wind out to the right. Pitch on the way to Yancel Luis, and that one misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Yancel Luis so far this season batting .271 with 12 RBIs and 42 hits. Leads this Rawhide club in that category. His pitch on the way misses low for ball two, 2-0. Yancel Luis with Christopher Torin over on first base after a two-pitch single. And Luis fouls that one backwards for 2-1. Jack Mahoney, 6'3", 205 from Illinois, the 22-year-old drafted with the 77th pick in the 2023 MLB draft, working in his second professional season with the Colorado Rockies organization. 2-1, Torin's in motion. He'll be grounded to the right side. The only play is at first. He'll be the first baseman, Aiden Longwell, stepping on the bag himself. And the first out of the inning has arrived, and the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. And with that, I bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Ben McCabe will be the catcher behind home plate for today's ball game. Aiden Longwell will be over at first. Luis Mendez will return to the defense. He'll play over at second base. Braylon Wimmer will play shortstop tonight. Andy Perez will be the third baseman for the Grizz. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, and it misses inside for ball one, 1-0. Left fielder Jason Hinchman, he'll be joined by Caleb Hobson out in center field, and Felix Tana will be out in right field. One ball, no strikes with one away. Pitch from Mahoney, that one's hit into left field, a late read, but a good catch by the left fielder, Jason Hinchman. Lots of ground to cover, but he finds a way to make the grab just in time, two away. Starting lineups were brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone when you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office. Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate for Visalia with two down and a runner in scoring position. First pitch for Mahoney, and it goes in there 0-1. Last year in 2023, two games in the Arizona Complex League after that third round draft acquisition. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Signed for $925,000 from Colorado. And during his time in the Complex League last year, tossed clean outing in his first game. However, in his second outing, gave up a home run and three hits. 1-1 with two away. And that pitch misses outside for ball two, 2-1. Kenny Castillo batting .272 with 11 RBIs, 28 hits. looking for RBI number 12 of the season to drive in Christopher Terrain from second base. Mahoney glances at second, his deal, and Castillo will pop this one up to the right side, up and out of play. Visalia now in the last two games have scored a combined 6 runs in the ninth inning, 4 in Wednesday night's 10-inning ball game, 2 in the ninth. Outside of that, they've scored just 1 run in the fourth inning in Wednesday's ball game. 2-2, a two-way. Castillo gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the right side. Obviously, Tuesday, a different animal. Visalia is scoring all 5 of the runs in the first 3 frames, another 2 runs in the fifth inning. I'd love to see that one here with the Rawhide trying to get back on track in the win category. 2-2, a two-way to Kenny Castillo. Terrain bouncing around over at second. The deal on the way, swung on and missed. And Kenny Castillo will strike out. So after a leadoff single from Christopher Terrain, Jack Mahoney sits down the next 3 batters in order. And we head to the bottom of the first inning. 1 hit, no runs, no errors, and runner left on base. Bottom 1, we'll see Denny Lerondo for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road.
Welcome back to Chancy Park in Fresno, California. First pitch on the way. And it misses outside for ball 1-0. G.J. Hill Jr. will lead things off on this Friday night. Denny Lerondo will get ready for his pitch. The deal on the way. Outside corner, 1-1. Starting batting order brought to you by Anthem. G.J. Hill will bat first. He'll be followed by the first baseman, Aiden Longwell, batting second. Braylon Wimmer will bat third at shortstop. And then it'll be the third baseman, Andy Perez, batting cleanup. 1-1 pitch misses inside ball 2. Batting 5 will be the left fielder Jason Hinchman. Felix Tena will bat 6. Luis Mendez, the third baseman, will bat 7. Ben McCabe will be the catcher batting 8th. And then lastly, Caleb Hobson will bat 9 playing center field. G.J. Hill will take that one inside for a ball, 3-1. Hill, the first 3 games of the season, or of the series, should say, had a playing in center field. He gets today off from the field at DH. 3-1 pitch from Lerondo, outside corner, 3-2. Fresno Grizzlies sporting the Fresno Growers on their Growers Night. Growers across the front of the chest, a bright red jersey with the cream white pants with the red piping along the side. Hill drives this one into center field. Underneath it will be the center fielder Drew Jones for out number 1. So went through the starting batting order. Let's go through the Rawhide defense. Right-hander Denny Lerondo will be on the mound for Visalia. He'll be pitching to Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Ruben Santana will move from third base over to first. Yansel Luis will get his first start at second base this series. Christopher Torin will have his share playing shortstop tonight. Pitch misses high for ball one, 1-0. Meanwhile, the third baseman will be Anderson Rojas for the first time this series. In left field will be junior Franco. Drew Jones returns to center field, and Angel Ortiz will be out in right. Adrian DeLeon will get the DH duties. Swing and a miss, and the count will move to 1-1 for the first baseman, Aiden Longwell. Denny LaRondo, 6'2", 180, the right-hander, 21 years old, from Villa Clara, Cuba. Pitch on the way, and that one misses a little bit upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Originally signed by the New York Yankees on July 2nd of 2018. However, the Arizona Diamondbacks claimed him off of waivers on December 7th of 2022. Longwell gets a piece of it. He fouls it off to the left side, 2-2. The arsenal consists of the four-seam fastball, the curveball, changeup, sinker, and cutter for Denny. 2-2 and one away. He'll get ready for his pitch. Curveball misses outside for ball three. 3-2. Longest outing of the season so far for LaRondo. 5 innings of work on May 11th versus Rancho and his only loss of the year. Payoff pitch on the way. Ground to the right side. He'll sneak through the infield out of reach for Yansel Luis. First hit of the ball game for the Fresno Grizzlies, and it's Aiden Longwell responsible for that category. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Auto Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at gusbodyshopvisalia.com. Braylon Wimmer will step up to the plate against Denny LaRondo. Nice curveball on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 0-1. This is LaRondo's 8th start of the year. Was originally the Saturday starter prior to the call-up for Roman Angelo on May 14th. So now LaRondo has turned into the primary Friday starter. Meanwhile, it's been Wilkin Paredes has moved into that Saturday spot. Denny LaRondo, 3rd Friday game of the year. Pickoff attempt at first. No tag, but the ball will be caught. On Fridays compared to Saturdays, Saturday ball games for LaRondo in Game 5 of the 6-game series, he was pitching a 5.31 ERA. Meanwhile, his 2 outings on a Friday, he's now pitching with a 1.35 ERA. 13 punchouts on Friday nights. And he's looking for 14 right here to sit down Braylon Wimmer. 1-2, 1 away. This ball lead over at first is Longwell. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Make it 14 Friday night strikeouts. And the second out of the inning. And that's a mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. And to bring up Andy Perez to the plate, who will look to keep this inning alive. LaRondo's pitch barely outside for ball one, 1-0. So far this year, a 4.33 ERA in his 7 games of work, 27 innings pitched so far. He's allowed 22 hits and 13 earned runs. Pickoff attempt at first, dives back in safely. LaRondo, 35 strikeouts on the year, now make it 36 after that most recent strikeout. 4th year in minor league baseball. Pitch a little bit inside, ball 2. Most strikeouts so far in the minors, 40 Ks last year where he split time between 2 teams. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 away. That pitch outside the corner, 2-1. Home plate umpire for today's ball game is Jeremy Rada. He'll be the home plate umpire on Sunday as well. Meanwhile, the base umpire will be Alan Bryant. 2-1 with two away. A pitch from Larondo's popped up to the left side. Racing backwards will be the middle infielders, but instead it will be the left fielder Junior Franco who will make the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Very similar to the top half of the first. One hit, no runs, no errors, and a runner left on base. We're through one here at Chichansey Park, and the Grizzlies in Rawhide tied up at zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the second inning of work. Where the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide knotted up at zero. Jack Mahoney will make his way back out to the mound to face the middle of the Rawhide order. Ruben Santana, Drew Jones, and Anderson Rojas. Pitch on the way. And he goes in there for strike 0-1. Getting to know Jack Mahoney a little bit more. The perfect game freshman All-American second team back in 2021 when he spent time with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Up the middle, fielded by Braylon Wimmer, has tossed the first in time. And one down for the Rawhide brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Mahoney really his only close to full season spring of 2023. He played just 14 games in the spring of 2021 before suffering an injury. Limited him fairly well in 2022, but in 2023, 17 games, he was 7-4 with a 4.16 ERA. One ball, no strikes, two away to Drew Jones. The pitch to Drew is on the way, and he'll ground this one to the right side at the edge of the infield dirt. Will be Luis Mendez. He had to back up, but he gets the throw in time. 4-3 ground out for Jones, and it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. So two quick outs for the Hyde, and after a leadoff single, five straight retirements by Mahoney. And he faces off against Anderson Rojas, who's batting .261 on the year. First pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Anderson Rojas, .261 with 10 RBIs and 30 hits. Rojas' deal, and that one's a little bit low for a ball, 2-0. Jack Mahoney favors a lot better against right-handers versus lefties. Lefties batting .273, that's what Anderson Rojas is, a left-handed batter. Meanwhile, right-handers batting a low .177 against him. And interesting to see because Rawhide only have three left-handed bats in the lineup. The pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike 2-1. Should say four left-handed bats. He got three true lefties and then a switch hitter. So you got Junior Franco, a lefty, Anderson Rojas, and Angel Ortiz. That pitch to Rojas down the middle for 2-2. two of those four left-handed batters batting in the 7 and 9 spot. That's Anderson Rojas and Angel Ortiz. 3-2, 2-0. Coming pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas, and he fouls that one off to the left side. Talk about the lefties in the Rawhide lineup. Talk about the lefties in the Fresno Grizzlies lineup. They have four as well. Three lefties and a switch hitter, which is G.J. Hill, who leads things off. Payoff pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and Anderson Rojas strikes out for the final out of the inning. 1.5 through here in Fresno. Visalia 0, Grizzly 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Well, back to Chancy Park. Pretty nice crowd on hand on this Friday night. Pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. It'll be Jason Hinchman, Felix Tana, and Luis Mendez, 5, 6, and 7, due up for the Fresno Grizzlies. Danny Larondo's first pitch of the inning was pitch number 20 of the ball game, and a swing and a miss, 4-0-2. Last two nights, Grizzlies pitching has gone 7 innings of work. First time this season that Rawhide opponent has done that feat. Pitch from Larondo outside, 1-2. Larondo, it's been a month of May that has been about one whole run lower on the ERA. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Second strikeout of the ballgame for Larondo. And that's another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Talked about the ERA in the month of May. 4 starts for Larondo. He had a 5.40 ERA. Meanwhile, through 3 starts so far, Larondo with a 2.61 ERA. So a vast difference here, and if he goes through four games tonight, and if he's pitching the way he's looked so far, he's got a good chance to keep that ERA at a low 2. 2-0 with one away. Felix Tania steps up to the plate, batting 152, 12 RBIs and 17 hits. 88-mile-per-hour pitch from Denny Larondo. It's 2-0. Popped up to the right side. Barely having to move any steps is Angel Ortiz. I don't think he moved one single step to make that grab easy. Second out of the inning for an F9. We'll now bring up Luis Mendez to the plate. On the road, however, it's been a little bit more of a struggle for Denny Lerondo. A 6.35 ERA through 11 and a third innings of work when not at Valley Strong Ballpark. However, when he is, when he has been at home, pitch on the way in there for a strike, 0-1. Denny Lerondo's 0-1 with a 3.46 ERA. So nearly three-run differential between home and road games. 0-1 pitch on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 0-2. It's been a Fresno Grizzlies team who, entering the week, they were 6-10 at home. They've obviously won two games in the series, lost one. Still a losing record at home, 8-11. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide on the road, 6-12. But the Grizzlies, one of the hottest teams in the California League right now, 8-2 in their last 10. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 3-7 in their last 10 ball games. One ball, two strikes, two away. One hit apiece in a scoreless ball game, and that pitch barely misses Luis Mendez's shin. Not a place where you want to necessarily get hit. He's able to move out of the way of it. Game number 42 of 131. Series number 8 of the year. 2-2 pitch on the way from Lerondo. Outside, ball 3, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rawhide's upcoming series will be at home against the Inland Empire 66ers. That'll take place from May 28th to August 6th. Or August 2nd, I should say. June 2nd. There we go. Summer months all colliding together. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, second strikeout of the inning, third strikeout of the day for Denny Lerondo, and he retires the side in order. Two innings of work gone by here at Chichansey Ballpark. Grizzlies 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
There are only three things.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the third inning. Adrian DeLeon will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way. And he goes inside for ball one, 1-0. Adrian DeLeon, Angel Ortiz, Christopher Torin do up against Jack Mahoney. And the pitch on the way goes a little bit low for ball two, 2-0. Adrian DeLeon batting 257, 9 RBIs and 18 hits. His lone game behind the plate so far this series was on Wednesday. Pitch called strike number one, 2 balls and a strike. Talked about the records and some of the pitching numbers for the Rawhide so far on the road, but what about their batting? Pitch on the way to DeLeon, and therefore strike 2-2. So far this season, with the Rawhide being 6-12 on the road, a batting average of a 243. It's actually 13 points better on the road than at home. The Rawhide batting 230 inside of Valley Strong Ballpark, and they're averaging more runs a game, 4.89. However, opponents scoring a much higher 5.5 runs a game. Pitch to Adrian is a little bit low, ball three. 5.5 runs per game is what opponents are averaging against the Hyde. Meanwhile, at home, opponents are averaging 4.59. So a lot more, less scoring at home compared to whenever the Rawhide have been on the road. Three balls, two strikes, no outs on a foul ball from DeLeon. The Rawhide catcher looking to get some offense going right here. Payoff pitch on the way. Once again, fouled backwards. Rawhide looking to snap a two-game losing streak. It's been a season all year long where the Rawhide just can't seem to string together wins. Payoff pitch popped up to the right side. Retreating backwards is Aiden Longwell. Who's going to call it off? It's going to be the second baseman, Luis Mendez, underneath it for the grab. Two down. Now with that, I'll now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Last winning streak for Visalia, April 25th. Through the 28th, when the Rawhide had their longest winning streak of the year, a four-game winning streak, and that was against the Inland Empire 66ers. And at that certain time of the season, you thought, wow, the Rawhide have a chance to really make some noise, make a push, and go back to that number one spot that they held for the first six games of the season. 0-2 with one away, fouled off to the left side. Rawhide had won 5 out of 6 against Inland Empire. Traveled to Stockton just 4.5 games back of the Rancho Quakes, who were out in first. And the Rawhide dropping 5 out of 6 against Stockton to the left side. Out of reach, base hit. Angel Ortiz, the second Rawhide hit of the ball game, and we'll go back to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. That hit is brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So going back, really to the last three series, the Rawhide had a chance to make up ground against one of the worst teams in the California League. The only team worse than Stockton was the 66ers. So the Rawhide, you go up there to Banner Island Ballpark, you think you at least win four was what you're hoping for. And the Rawhide dropped 5, and you say, okay, no worries, we'll brush it off. You return home, you host Rancho Cucamonga, which is a team who's right in front of you in first. You take 3, you take 4, 5 would be great, and the Rawhide end up winning only 2 games out of that series. So now you're really treading water, and then you welcome in Lake Elsinore to your own house. And you only win 2 games there. The furthest back the Rawhide had been this season, 7.5 games back. Pitch on the way, and it misses outside for a ball. 7.5 games back on May 15th. That was, what, about 9 days ago now? 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. A glance over the shoulder at first for Angel Ortiz. And now this one grounded up the middle. It's stopped by the second baseman, Mendez, from a knee. He'll throw to first in time. 2 down. The 4-3 ground out advances Angel Ortiz over to second. And a big stretch right there that I mentioned. 3 weeks worth of baseball. And now you're down to your last 2-3 weeks before the first half of the California League season comes to a conclusion, and you're still having to make up ground, which you haven't been able to do in a long time. You've made up one game, but you're still 6.5 games back. The last time they were below 4 games was a 3.5 games back on the 27th game of the year on May 7th. Pitch to Yansel. He goes in there for a strike, 0-2. No and two and two way, but through all that, you look at next week and a prime opportunity to make up ground when he hosts the 66ers. 0-2 pitch. Does Luis go around? He does, and he'll strike out on three pitches. And for the second time this ball game, the Rawhide get a hit, but unable to bring the runner home from second base, and we are scoreless through two and a half. One hit, no runs, no errors, a runner left on base. Bottom three we go. Grizzly 0, Rawhide 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom three we go, and it'll be the catcher, Ben McCabe, to step up to the plate against Denny LaRondo, 8-9-1, to do up just like it was in the top half of the third inning. LaRondo's pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 1-1. LaRondo so far just one hit through two innings of work so far. His pitch on the way, a nice curveball, and it goes in there for a strike, 1-2. Season series last year between these two teams through 12 meetings, 8-4, with Fresno winning four games on both home soil and at Valley Strong. 1-2 pitch moves upstairs for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Rawhide will finally return south of the Grapevine when they take on Rancho on June 4th through June 9th. As they have their first full series in the month of June, Denny LaRondo's payoff pitch on the way. And it swung on and missed. Strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night. And it's another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And with that, I'll bring up Caleb Hobson to the plate. Hobson, 259 with 7 RBIs and 21 hits. Swung on and missed on an upstairs pitch, 0-1. See who the first one to break into the scoreboard will be tonight. It took quite a while in last night's ball game. It wasn't until the sixth till we saw a runner score. So we're going to be on tap for the same kind of thing tonight. 0-2 pitch upstairs, ball one, 1-2. And through the first three games of the series, been talking about this. But pitching and fielding are the big ones to watch out for. The second best ERA in the California League is Fresno with 3.68 ERA. Meanwhile, for Visalia, a 4.38 ERA, it's fourth best in the league. However, the top two strikeout teams, Visalia 459 strikeouts. Meanwhile, for Fresno, 414, it's second. And that pitch is upstairs for ball three, 3-2. So back-to-back payoff pitches from Denny Lerondo. Goes stare down Hobson. Payoff pitch on the way. Curveball in the dirt. Ball four. First walk of the ball game by either club. And it'll be Caleb Hobson who will stand on first base with the free pass. So here comes G.J. Hill to the plate. G.J. Hill in his last at-bat, a flyout to center field. Lerondo will stare him down. His pitch on the way. It's a curveball. Misses outside for ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one away. Lerondo's pickoff attempt at first. Diving back in safely. The base runner, Caleb Hobson. Rawhide starting pitchers all week have all gone six complete innings of work. Nothing less, nothing more. So could we expect the same for Lerondo tonight? Bunt sign shown. That one misses foul. 1-1 the count. Defense plays straight up as the sun is no longer covering the field here at Chancy Park. Lights are on with the sunlight slowly fading away on this May 24th night. 1-1 pitch from G.J. Hill, swung on, missed, 1-2. G.J. Hill so far in the series, 3-for-6. However, he was 2-for-3 in yesterday's ball game. Another pickoff attempt at first. This one a little bit easier to call safe. Back in safely. It's Hobson. One ball, two strikes, one away. G.J. Hill Jr. yesterday. Two singles, two runs, and a punch out. Another swing and a miss. Pickoff attempt at first. Lerondo looked like he lost his footing as he takes the seat with his knees up. But another punch out here, second of the inning. And it'll bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So a two-way, Aiden Longwell steps to the plate, the only Fresno hit in this ballgame. Visalia, a pair of hits, one from Christopher Torin, one from Angel Ortiz. 1-0, a two-way. Lerondo's pitch hit to the right side, a high bounce, but Luis is in front of it. Easy toss to first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Runner stranded over on first base, no hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. Through three here in Fresno, the Grizzlies 0, the Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. It's 43024.
Welcome back to Fresno, California. Junior Franco will lead things off. First pitch on the way. Fouled backwards. The count moves to 0-1. Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, Ruben Santana, 3, 4, and 5 due up. The Rawhide so far 2 hits in this ballgame. However, they've left both of the runners on second base. And Junior Franco just misses a base hit right of the first baseline by about 5 feet. Junior Franco enters this ballgame on an 8-game hitting streak. It's the third longest active streak in the California League. Pitch on the way, and it misses outside for a ball. The only two players in front of him, Bryce Eldridge and Jonah Cox, both those two players with the San Jose Giants. Jonah Cox started his on May 5th. And now Franco in the right field, racing backwards as a right fielder, Felix Tania at the top of the wall. It's going to bounce off. Franco will go to second. He'll dive in head first. And a leadoff double from Visalia here in the top of the fourth inning. Could have been Junior Franco's fourth homer of the year. The way the wall plays out in right field, 335 to right, about a 3.5 foot tall wall. And then the wall slightly goes up to the 6 foot wall, 6 to 8 foot wall. And right where that curve starts to go up, that's exactly where Franco hit it. Any more right, that ball leaves the yard, and the Rawhide lead this ball game 1-0. A game of inches, and it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. One ball, no strikes, no outs, with a Rawhide first baseman Ruben Santana waiting on deck. 1-0 pitch on the way. It's upstairs, ball 2-0. Kenny Castillo batting 269. And now the pitching coach, Rolando Garza, quickly sprinting out to the mound to have a word here with his pitcher, Jack Mahoney. A catcher-pitcher conference only for the pitching coach, Rolando Garza, out there on the mound. And this mound visit is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Rolando will jog back over to the Fresno Grizzlies dugout. Maybe just giving some instructions, maybe seeing something he didn't like with Franco at second base. So Kenny Castillo digs in on a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way to Kenny, and it's grounded to left side foul, 2-1. Kenny Castillo, a 3-game hitting streak, the second longest on this Rawhide team, following a day yesterday where he was 1-for-4. A crucial 2-run RBI single 2 nights ago in a ballgame where Visalia rallied down 5-1. To tie it up heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. Ultimately end up going to lose in the 10th. Pop up to center field. An easy grab made by the center fielder Caleb Hobson. One down for the Hyde. It'll bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. So Ruben Santana, the 19-year-old from the Dominican Republic. In his first year in Visalia, he got off to a pretty hot start to end the month of April, go into the month of May. Pitch on the way, goes in there for a strike, 0-1. A 9-game hitting streak spanning from April 28th to May 10th. However, since that time period, just 4 games with a hit for Ruben Santana. One of those, a 3-hit game on May 16th against Lake Elsinore. Led this club on that night. 1-1 with one away. Ruben Santana, runner at second. That's the furthest a runner has been all night for the High. 1-1 pitch. Junior Franco put in motion. Throw down to third. And it is not in time. A stolen bag for Junior Franco. And the Rawhide are 90 feet away from taking a 1-0 lead. So Junior Franco electing to get aggressive on the base paths. And the Rawhide looking to do some damage right here with Ruben Santana at the plate. 2-1 with one away. The deal to Santana to the right side. This will score a run. Franco will come home to score. Toss to first in time. It's an RBI ground out, and the Rawhide lead this ballgame 1-0. Now bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Last time out, it ground out over to second base. Rawhide 3 hits in this ball game, and Jones will ground it up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop, Wimmer. His toss to first in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rawhide are the first one to get on the board tonight, thanks to a double from Junior Franco and Visalia. One run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rawhide 1, Grizzly 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fourth inning. Braylon Wimmer will lead things off. It'll be Andy Perez to follow Jason Hinchman as well. Denny LaRondo remaining on the mound for Visalia. With lights fully on here at Chancey Park. First pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball one. 1-0. You look at the schedule as of lately. Rawhide, 2 1-run losses so far this week. Had their fair share of 1-run losses so far this season. In fact, have it right here with the Rawhide ball games are in 1-run games. The Visalia Rawhide, 5-10. 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 1-2. Bringing that up is tonight's ball game. likely feeling like one of those days to where one run could likely be the difference in it. Pitch on the way, misses outside, two balls and two strikes. The team that I always think of whenever losing in low-scoring affairs, 2-2 pitch on the way. This one's crunched into left field, going back to the wall. And, wow, the wind just brought that ball in. The wind blowing into right field, into the field, and that ball looked like it had enough to get out, and I think it just died because the way that initially Junior Franco ran out to that one, he had the shoulder turn, sprinting out to the wall, and then it looks like he kind of outruns it and comes back in, and an easy grab for Junior Franco. So Braylon Wimmer, who had a chance to leave the yard, brings up Andy Perez to the plate. Talking about that team, not baseball related at all. In fact, it's a football team, the LA Chargers. Back in 2023, they were 2-12 in games decided by 7 points or less. And that's what these one-run games remind me of, is that 2023 LA Charger team. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Denny Lerondo's pitch on the way, grounded off to the right side, foul 2-1. Maybe tonight can kind of change the tide in that category. Rawhide so far this year 3-12 against their Northern Division foes. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and it misses low for ball three, 3-1. 3-1 with one away here to Andy Perez. His pitch, and that one's ripped into right field, and that one's going to land foul, 3-2. Andy Perez so far this year, 44 hits. He leads this Fresno club with 23 hits when at home at Chancy Park. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The upcoming pitch on the way from Denny Lerondo. Outside corner, strike three called. And he'll ring up Andy Perez for the first time today. Oh, yeah. Another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. That strikeout now six on the day for Denny Lerondo. The career high for Lerondo entering the day, 11 punch-outs on May 11th. And this ball is going to sneak past the third base bag. It's going to bounce off that lip out in left field. And it's the first double of the ball game, and it's Jason Hinchman putting a runner in scoring position. First base hit allowed since the first inning for Denny Lerondo. It was a base hit from Aiden Longwell, and they're bringing up Felix Tena to the plate. Two down, a runner at second base. Felix Tena, last time out, he flew out into right field. A ball that Angel Ortiz barely had to move his feet to grab. That pitch fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Felix Tena batting 150 this year with 17 hits and 12 RBIs. The pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-2, should say. Tena, the fourth batter of the inning. That's the most batters that have come up in an inning for either team tonight. 0-2, a two-way. The pitch, upstairs, ball number one. Felix Tena so far in this series, 2-for-8, including a 1-for-4 day yesterday where he had a double and a strikeout. Rondo's deal popped up to the right side. Who will call it off? It'll be the first baseman, Ruben Santana. He'll make the grab over at first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Another efficient inning of work for Denny Lerondo. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through four at Chancy Park in Fresno. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalia.rawhide.com. Visalia leads 1-0.
River Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new, fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at $430.24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning where it'll be Anderson Rojas to lead things off. First pitch swinging. First pitch pop-up on the left side of the infield. Let's see who calls it off here. It'll be the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer, underneath it for out number one. So one pitch, one out, and it'll bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. DeLeon so far in this series, 1-for-7. Last time out, he flew out to the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Pitch on the way, right down the middle, 0-1. Jack Mahoney remains in the ballgame. His 58th pitch of the ballgame so far, 4-3. 3 strikeouts and 1 earned run. His pitch misses low for a ball, 1-1. Jack Mahoney, we mentioned his time during... out in South Carolina, first started pitching in 2021, missed a majority of 2022, and in 2023 he played as well. Who was another player that pitched during the ACC during that time period? Caden Grice. And in fact, faced Caden Grice 3 times in his collegiate career. Popped it up to center field. Calling it off is Caleb Hobson. He'll be underneath it for 2-way. Back-to-back flyouts here, and I'll bring Angel Ortiz to the plate. But Jack Mahoney, 3 times in college, he faced Caden Grice once in 2021, 2 times in 2022. South Carolina getting 1 win out of those 3 outings against the team from South Carolina in Clemson. Pitch fouled backwards, 0-1. Caden Grice was Wednesday starter for Visalia. Ball game where Caden Grice went 6 innings of work, 6 hits, 4 earned runs. Struck out 6 batters in that ball game. And that pitch fouled off to the left side, 0-2. Rawhide looking to go down in order for the second time today. They went down in order 3 up, 3 down, back in the second. 0-2, a 2-way. Upcoming pitch on the way to Adrian DeLeon. And this one's grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Mendez. Took his time, but he's able to throw out DeLeon at first, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Bottom 5 we go, halfway through at Chichancy Park, and the Rawhide lead over the Grizzlies 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fifth inning. Denny Lerondo remains on the mound, and Lerondo looking to make it four straight games where Rawhide pitchers go six innings of work, but still some work to be done if Lerondo wants to accomplish that goal on a Friday night in Fresno. 1-0, no outs, pitch on the way, popped up to left center field. We'll see who calls it off. It looks to be the left fielder, Junior Franco. It will be, and he'll make the grab for out number one. Luis Mendez sat down for the first out of the inning, and it's time to look at the California League scoreboard for the first time tonight. We'll start off first in Rancho, as Rancho Cucamonga Quakes hosting the reigning California League champions, Modesto Nuts, and once again on back-to-back nights, Modesto all over Rancho. They lead 8-2. Modesto four runs in the third, two in the fourth, and then another two runs in the sixth inning. Modesto 27-13 so far this year. And the pitch on the way goes in there for a strike, 1-1. Meanwhile, out in San Bernardino, the 66ers 6-3 over the Stockton Ports in the bottom of the sixth. This one's lifted into left field, and once again, the wind is blowing in, so it won't have enough to get out of the yard. Junior Franco back-to-back putouts, two away. And then lastly, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, the San Jose Giants, they lead 3-0. San Jose scoring a run in all three of the first three innings. One in the first, second, and third. And Caleb Hobson, who's been one of three base runners to get aboard, will step up to the plate with two away. Denny Lerondo's pitch, nice curveball inside, ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two away. Rondo's pitch hit on the line and right into the glove of the second baseman, Yancel Luis. How about that? A three-up, three-down inning for Denny Lerondo. He's through five innings of work. Scoreless baseball from the Rawhide, a right-hander. It's 1-0 heading into the sixth inning. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the sixth inning here at Chauncey Park. Christopher Terrine will lay things off for Visalia. First pitch on the way goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Top of the Rawhide order will be Torin, Yancel Luis, Jr. Franco. Top three in the lineup. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Down to a knee. 0-2. Top three in the Rawhide lineup. So far in this ballgame, they're 2-for-6. Torin and Jr. Franco with hits of their own. No outs. Mahoney's deal on the way. Bounced in. Ball number one. Rawhide and Grizzlies will go back at it tomorrow night starting at 6:50 p.m. It'll be Wilkin Paredes on the mound for Visalia. Isaiah Copit, the left-hander for the Grizzlies, who get the start. He's 3-1 with a 4.83 ERA. Torin just extends the hands enough to get the barrel on it, but all he can do is ground it up the middle, and he'll ground out for out number one. Jack Mahoney on his 67th pitch gets a fairly easy play, and it brings up Yancel Luis to the play. And what a month of May Yancel Luis has had. 21 hits so far this May, leads his Rawhide team, and making out 22. Hits it right up the middle for a base hit, his first of the night. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So Junior Franco, who has a double and a flyout, will step up to the plate. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the left side. Yancel Luis was the man in motion. Fan got a nice foul ball. It's always good to see the fans giving an applaud here on the ball that ricochets into the crowd. 0-1 with one away here to Junior Franco. See if they put Yancel Luis in motion once again. And that one's dealed, and once again, a foul, be fouled directly backwards. Similar spot in the crowd up here in the second deck. And the count will move to 0-2. Rawhide, their lone run in this ballgame, came back in the fourth inning. Fresno's been held scoreless through five. And Franco, the drive into right center field. That one's going to drop in for his second base hit of the day. Yancel Luis is chugging. He goes to third. He'll be sent home. Franco's going to go to third as well. Here comes a throw out to third, and it is not in time. Junior Franco with a triple and a double tonight, and an RBI base hit makes it a 2-0 ball game here in the top of the sixth inning. 9-game hitting streak, and Junior Franco has looked so cool at the plate this year. Brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Rawhide out hitting Fresno, 5-2. And with one away, the infield will play in. Pitch on the way to Kenny, and he'll pop this one up into center. Will it be enough to score Franco from third? And it's caught by the right fielder, Tana. And they're not going to bring home Junior Franco. The ball was way too shallow. Two down. Third out of the ball game for Kenny Castillo, trying to go with a sac fly. Unable to do so, it'll be Ruben Santana stepping up to the plate. So Ruben Santana now with two away. The infield will go back to their normal positions. Pitch from Mahoney's on the way, and it misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. One and zero, a two-way. That pitch from Stu Santana swung on and missed, 1-1. Santana, one hit in his last four games. He did have an RBI ground out back in the fourth inning. The pitch on the way up the middle for a base hit, and it's going to score Junior Franco from third base, and the Rawhide now lead this ball game 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Just talking about Ruben Santana, his struggles as of lately, drives it right up the middle for a base hit, and that will bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Drew yesterday 0-for-4. So far in this series, he is 4-for-12. Pitch to Jones on the way, and it goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Jones, the former second overall pick in 2022, really his first fully healthy season, dealt with injuries in 2022. 2023, 0-1 pitch. Now Santana in motion, and Jones drives this one into deep left center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit as well. Santana will come home to score, and 385, one of the deepest parts of the left center field wall, and Jones gets all of it. Fourth hit of the inning, make it the third, the second extra base hit of the inning as well. So the Rawhide getting some two-out base hitting in and some runners in scoring position hitting as well. Drew Jones, a team-leading 21st RBI on the season, and it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Visalia leading this ballgame 4-0. So far in this inning, four hits, three runs. So Anderson Rojas will step up to the plate. This inning all got started on a ground out from Christopher Turin. Then Yancel Luis had a single, followed by a triple from Junior Franco. Pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Rawhide have just struggled to put it together really all season long, but right here, getting the job done right now. Pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. Anderson Rojas, a way completely different month compared to that of the month of May to the month of April. Pitch to Rojas, fouled backwards, 1-2. In the month of May, Anderson Rojas was batting .304. So far here in the month of April, he's batting .222. So a little bit of a cool-off for Anderson Rojas. Last year in the month of May, he was batting .283. Did not play in the month of April. Rojas is 1-2 on the way. That one's going to drop in for base hit as well. Drew Jones going to be waved home. The throw is not cut off, and Drew Jones dives in. He'll score as well. Rawhide, 4 runs, sixth inning, and they now lead this ballgame 5-1. Third RBI base hit of the inning. Hitting is contagious, and you're seeing it right now. So Adrian DeLeon will step up to the plate, 0-for-2 in the ballgame. His pitch popped in right center. This one could be dangerous as well, but it stays up in the air long enough for the right fielder Felix Tania to get there, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. Four hits, four runs, a runner left on base, and Visalia jumps out to a 5-0 lead heading into the bottom of the sixth, and we'll see Denny Larondo once again. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Welcome back. How about that? A four-run sixth inning for Visalia. They lead this ballgame 5-0. Eight hits compared to Fresno's two. But can Denny Lirondo keep this game intact and head into the seventh inning? Not a whole lot of action warming up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. 74 pitches right now for the Rawhide right-hander. Pitch on the way. It's a curveball. It's in there for strike one and two. Denny Lirondo this year, all the damage has come before the fifth. He's not allowed a run after the fifth inning. And the 1-1 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Kenny Castillo. Caden Grice, Casey Anderson, Jacob Steinmetz, all three of those guys I just mentioned, they've all pitched six innings. Lirondo looking to do it as well. This one popped up to the left side, up and out of play. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Top of the order here, G.J. Hill, Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer. And hear the Nat sounds here. There's a lot of fun here at Shanty Park on this Friday night. Weather finally starting to get warm, but not too hot today. 71 degrees currently. The low 80s at first pitch, fouled backwards. G.J. Hill, the 2019 fourth-round draft pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks. The 93rd-ranked prospect out of the 2019 perfect game class. The deal from Lirondo misses outside for ball two, two, and two. A lot of scouts noted him for having big-time bat speed and huge potential with the bat. It just really hasn't come around yet, however. His best year, 2021, batted 212 through 101 games with Visalia. Payoff pitch on the way. Outside ball four, so a leadoff walk from G.J. Hill. Trying to bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate, but worst year, 2022. He's batting 149, and the Diamondbacks eventually end up releasing him on June 15th of 2022. That'll bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate. A former Kent State Golden Flash. To the right side, and it is foul. That one could have had extra bases written all over it. And luckily it misses just right of the first base bag. Oh, and one with no outs. Longwell, first team All-MAC, third team All-American in spring of 2023. And during his time at both first base and as a left-handed pitcher, he had a perfect fielding percentage, and he was the third ever Golden Flash with a 70-plus RBI season. He's in a 22 right now on the year. 0-2, no outs. Pitch on the way to Longwell, fouled off to the left side. Foul ball goes up into the crowd, and it's a Porta Subs foul ball. Your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Longwell's pitch on the way, popped up to the left side, up and out of play. Visalia leads his ball game 5-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wind has kind of changed direction now, kind of blowing out more into right center. We'll see if that plays a factor as this evening rolls on. No balls, two strikes, pickoff attempt at first. Nearly went rot wide, but luckily Ruben Santana able to haul that ball in. Oh and two and no outs. This will be pitch number 87. As we got an arm warming up in the Rawhide pen. Once again, fouled off to the right side. And Aiden Longwell not wanting to go down easily in this at-bat. Five foul balls in this at-bat, and the count is just 0-2. Rondo sets at the belt, his deal on the way. Outside corner, does it go around? He does not, and the count will move to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Rondo looking to go through the sixth. This one's popped up to the right side. Will it be deep enough for Ortiz? It will. The right fielder's there, one down. And with that, I will bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. We've been talking about throughout the night the South Carolina Gamecock starting pitcher. But here's another guy as well, a former Gamecock in his own right, former Brooks Wallace Award watchlist player, awarded to the best shortstop in the country. And now Kenny Castillo gets his ball fouled off his body, and he'll have to kind of walk it off 0-1. Originally drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies in 2022 in the 18th round, but Braylon Wimmer ultimately decided to stay in college, play another year with South Carolina before getting drafted in the eighth round of 2023 by Colorado. Led the Gamecocks with 13 stolen bases on 14 attempts. One of two players on this Fresno team who had several pretty notable stolen base categories in their time in college. Another player with that, Jason Hinchman. We'll talk about him a little bit later on. 1-1 with one away. Denny Larondo's pitch popped into right center field. He'll drop in for a base hit. Ortiz will charge in. Nobody will advance past that. It'll be a one-out single from Braylon Wimmer, his first hit of the night, and it'll bring up Andy Perez to the plate with two away. A four-run sixth for Visalia in the top half of the inning. And now is Fresno trying to do the same thing. We'll have to wait and see. Manager D. Garner is making his way out to the mound. And we will have our first pitching change of the night. Denny Larondo threw 5 2/3. And when we come back, we'll have the new arm in the ballgame. Visalia 5, Fresno 0. They have runners on first and second when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus on.
Welcome back to Chichansey Park in Fresno, California. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch on the way goes in for a strike, 0-1. And the first bullpen change of the game is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. 0-1 with one away. The first pitch was in there for a strike. This time it misses outside for ball number one. New arm in the ballgame, number 27, Teofilo Mendez. The right-hander, 5'11", 170 from Boni, Dominican Republic. Deal on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 1-2. The base runners on board right now, G.J. Hill over at second base. And at first is Braylon Wimmer. Both of those two runners are responsible for Denny Lerondo. 1-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side, and it goes off the glove of Ruben Santana. Gonzalo Luis will scoop it up, but there's no play at first, and the bases are now loaded. Ruben Santana trying to go with a backhand snag, and the ball just ramps over the top of his glove. And the Grizzlies fans back into the ballgame, bringing up Jason Hinchman to the plate. So Jason Hinchman up to bat with the bases loaded. A 5-0 ball game, first pitch of the at-bat on the way, and it misses. It goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Denny Lerondo, 5 1/3, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. And the pitch on the way, an elevated fastball swung on and missed, 0-2. So it'll officially go down as an E3. Advancing everybody 90 feet. 0-2 with one away. A big pitch from Theo Mendez. Upstairs, ball one, 1-2. The numbers for Mendez this season, he's 0-0, the 2.16 ERA. Appearing in his 10th game of the year, he's pitching 16 2/3 innings. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch, outside corner, ball two. Mendez's second year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. He spent 2022 out in the Dominican Summer League before moving to the Complex League in 2023. Originally signed as a shortstop, is 2-2, outside corner, strike three called. And Jason Hinchman is rung up for the second time today. And the first strikeout from Teofilo Mendez. Oh yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Gann. Allstate, you're in good hands. Seventh strikeout of the ball game by Rawhide pitching. And it brings up Felix Tena to the plate. Tania has flown out twice in this ball game, and the first pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. Fresno looking for their fourth hit of the ball game. That pitch grounded to the left side. Rojas will watch that one roll foul. It was a dangerous high bouncer and probably a good decision by Rojas to just let it roll foul. 0-2 moves the count. A ball game that was scoreless entering the fourth. It was a one-run ball game heading into the sixth, and then all of a sudden, both Fresno and Visalia are threatening to make this a loud inning. Five nothing ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. No balls, two strikes, two away with the bases loaded. Mendez will stare down Tana. The biggest pitch of the at-bat is on the way, and time will be called by the catcher, Kenny Castillo. Likely want to go through the pitches once again. 0-2, a two-way. Mendez's pitch. Slider outside, ball one, 1-2. Pitching arsenal for Theo Mendez, a four-seam fastball from the slider. That's all he's got. 1-2, a two-way. His pitch, upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Rawhide looking to even up the series against the Fresno Grizzlies. Two balls, two strikes, two-way. The deal from Mendez to center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones can't field it cleanly. One run comes home. Here comes the second, diving into second base. And it is a two-run RBI double from Felix Tania. And all of a sudden, the ball game 5-2. And the tying run steps up to the plate in the form of Luis Mendez. Drew Jones has been perfect in the field all season long. I'll be interested to see if they go down as a single and an E8. They would likely go down as that, and only one run would be earned. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one, 1-0. So they go straight up double, the fifth of the year for Tana. And he'll get two RBIs out of it as well. Pitch on the way. And he goes in there for outside for ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. And all of a sudden, this game's a lot tighter than what it was right before Mendez checked into the ball game. Tana's at second. The pitch on the way. Andy Perez is at third. A big swing and a miss. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Mendez's pitch on the way. Outside, ball three, 3-2. Luis Mendez in this ball game, 0-2, and it just seems everything that the Rawhide have done tonight, the Fresno Grizzlies have done the same as well. Payoff pitch on the way, hit on a line just right. Visalia, an eight-batter sixth, and so far here in the inning, it's been a seven-batter sixth for the Grizz. 3-2, a two-way. Luis Mendez will face pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Outside, ball 4, bases are loaded. Ben McCabe will step up to the plate. All of a sudden, some action brewing in the pen for the Hyde. And here comes the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, to have a word with Mendez. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. The entire infield will come in for this meeting. Runners on base, Andy Perez at third, Felix Tena at second, Luis Mendez is over at first. Pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout. Go ahead run at the plate. Ben McCabe, 1-for-3 in the series, 0-for-2 in yesterday's ball game. He's 0-for-2 on the night as well. Two down, first pitch on the way from Theo Mendez. And that one's right down the middle for strike number 1. Defense plays straight up. Ben McCabe will look for RBI number 3 of the year. His pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. One of the most dangerous home run hitters in the American Athletic Conference just a year ago. 19 home runs, it was second most in UCF history in a single season. And trying to bring that Orlando magic out here. 0-2, a two-way. The pitch to McCabe, swung on and missed. A big strikeout leaves the bases loaded. And we head into the top of the seventh inning where the Rawhide lead over the Grizzlies 5-2. A two-run inning for the Grizzlies, and we'll step aside. We head to the seventh inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLNRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia, 715 East Acequia.
First pitch on the way. He goes inside for ball 1, 1 and 0. Official score will make a change on that play out to center field. It'll be a Felix Tena single. And then Drew Jones will be charged for his first error of the year. And as a result, Tania goes from first to second on the play. Yonel Ortiz. Check swing. It just snapped his bat. Tania will be removed from his fifth double of the year. Drew Jones called for an E8, the second Rawhide error of the day. Two Rawhide errors in this ballgame. One from Ruben Santana and one from Drew Jones. Now on El Ortiz, having to grab a new piece of lumber. Initially thought maybe it hit him. No pain. Only the bat. 2-1 with no outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Both runs scored in the bottom of the sixth were unearned. And this ball is fouled off to the left side for strike number two. So it's time to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization for the first time today. Game starting to come to a conclusion here. Out in the Arizona Complex League, the White Sox ACL teams. Strike three called in the outside corner. Ortiz struck out for the first out of the inning. D-backs lead 9-4 out there in the middle of the ninth. Meanwhile, out in AA, the Amarillo Sod Poodles having to play a makeup game from May 25th. They currently lead 6-2 in the top of the fifth inning against Arkansas. In high A, the Vancouver Canadians 4-2 winners against the Hillsboro Hops. Pitch on the way to Taurine goes in there for a strike 0-1. And lastly, out in AAA, the Oklahoma City Dodgers 4-3 winners against the Reno Aces. Pitch on the way to Taurine. He fouls it off to the left side. Diamondbacks underway once again after they had yesterday off. After taking 2 out of 3 against the LA Dodgers, the first time since 2018. April 2018, I believe, was the date on that one that the Diamondbacks ended up pulling off the series. Pitch to Taurine, misses low. But today, the Diamondbacks getting shut out by the Miami Marlins 3-0. One ball, two strikes, one away. Pitch on the way to Christopher Taurine. It's inside. Strike three called. And a strikeout here from the new pitcher, Stu Freslin. Second strikeout looking. And a pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. So two away, Yancel Luis will step up to the plate. It's pitched a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Going back to that Dodgers D-back series, seen it all over social media. Pitch fouled backwards. A fire out of the left field parking lot at Dodger Stadium. We're just playing. We can't stop the fire. One of my favorite organists in all of professional sports, not just baseball. At a Dodger Stadium. Fielded up the middle. It'll be scooped up by Mendez. His toss to first base, and he'll beat out Yancel Luis, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down, frame for Visalia, and it's stretch time here at Chichansey Park. Visalia leads this ballgame 5-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. It's 430-24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Caleb Hobson. We'll lead things off here for the Fresno Grizzlies in the bottom of the seventh inning. New pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia is Hayden Dirk, and the pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Ground ball to the right side. Urban Santana will take it himself. He'll step on first base for out number one. Comes in for a lead for Theo Mendez, who in two-thirds of an inning, he got through LaRondo's sixth. Walked one, struck out two, including a clutch bases loaded strikeout on Ben McCabe. G.J. Hill will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball number one. Take a look at the numbers for Hayden Dirk, 1-0 with a 2.29 ERA, appearing in his team-leading 14th game of the year. He's pitched in 19 and two-thirds innings of work. Pitch fouled backwards for G.J. Hill. Last time we saw Hayden Dirk was last week against Lake Elsinore on May 19th. A ball game where he went an inning of work, gave up two hits and one earned run. Did not strike out a batter, but did walk one. Pitch inside. And G.J. just barely able to slide out of the way of that pitch. And McCall will move to 2-2. Mentioned earlier, a lot of trending things going around Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the White Sox, super controversial infield fly rule to end the ball game on an interference call. Whenever I see something like that, I think more about the fan side of things. Fans confuse what happens. Strike three on the top of the strike zone, two down. Fans is kind of confused. I mean, you're watching the game at home. The broadcasters cleared up for you a little bit more. And then ultimately, the MLB comes out and says the umpires were not right in that situation, and the ball game comes to a conclusion anyways. Those Giants White Sox in yesterday's ball game. Not an ideal ending out there. Joe Buck today was going to call his first Major League Baseball game since 2020. Joe Buck, obviously now the number one play-by-play voice for Monday Night Football, along with Troy Aikman, got away from calling the World Series with Fox once he moved over to ESPN. And that one's a swing and a miss, and a three-up, three-down inning for Hayden Durk. Through seven innings of work here in downtown Fresno, and the Rawhide lead over the Grizzlies 5-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLA Rawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months. Or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the eighth inning, where it'll be Junior Franco to lead things off for Visalia. It'll be Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, followed by Ruben Santana. Visalia leads this ballgame 5-2. Hayden Durk went 3-up, 3-down in that last half inning. Slider misses outside for ball 1-1-0. Stu Freslin in the ball game for his second inning of work. Second time this week that we've seen him. That pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. Drafted in the 11th round of this past summer's MLB draft. Talk about the ball game that he appeared in earlier this week. Franco swings and misses for strike two. One inning of work. It did not allow a run during that time period. So talking about Joe Buck during the bottom of the seventh inning, he was scheduled to call the Cardinals-Cubs game today at Busch Stadium. This one into left field, and it'll be caught for out number one. But unfortunately, rain postponing it. And ultimately, never had a chance to call today's ball game. And earlier today, they asked Joe Buck, what's the best Major League game of all time? And his decision on that one, the 2011 World Series Game 6 between the Rangers and Cardinals. Right up the middle, fielded by the shortstop, Wimmer. His toss to first base in time. Off of Freslin into the glove of Wimmer, and he makes the play in time. There's a reason he was on the watch list in college. He makes the play in time, two down. We're bringing up Ruben Santana to the plate. Game 6 of the 2011 World Series. David Freese walking it off against the Texas Rangers. The iconic, "We'll see you tomorrow night" call. Honestly, can't impersonate that one the way that Joe Buck did. Would have been interesting to see him in the booth now. Obviously, Joe Davis, the Dodgers main play-by-play broadcaster on Sportsnet LA, the primary face of the World Series now on Fox. 1-1 pitch to Santana. He lifts this one into center field. And it'll be a 3-up, 3-down inning for Visalia in the top of the eighth. Bottom eight we go, and Visalia leads this ball game 5-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the eighth inning where it'll be Braylon Wimmer, Andy Perez, Jason Hinchman, with Hayden Dirk remaining on the mound for Visalia. No and one with no outs. Pitch on the way. Outside corner. He goes around 1-1. Or 0-2. Talked about Braylon Wimmer, that Brooks Wallace Award watchlist player, and he showed it off in that top of the eighth inning on a ball that he recovered off the glove of Stu Fresland. Counter-raise 0-2 on the foul ball. So far in this ball game for Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-3 with a single back in the sixth, one of two runs scored in that inning. And it takes that one high and tight. Ball one, 1-2. One ball, two strikes on the way. Check swing, fouled off to the right side. The home plate umpire saying it was a swing. I thought I got a piece of the bat from up here. But it was just a pass ball, so a strikeout that leads to a base runner. So it should be one out. We'll bring up Andy Perez to the play with the runner on first base. Andy Perez digs in. The pitch from Hayden Dirk. Foul directly backwards for strike number one. Another, you know, the trending things seen over the past 3-4 days on Twitter and Instagram. Pitch in the dirt, 0-2. Ian Happ with a, I believe it was a double at Wrigley Field. And the video board creators, they're always so much fun at the major league levels. They always have such creative things to put for the players, whether they're funny things, or just really bizarre out there facts. 0-2 pitch, he goes around. Andy Perez has struck out for the second strikeout of the inning, the first out of the inning. And with that, it's a mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. But that one, that was two nights ago, I believe, so that's April 22nd. The Cubs put up on the video board, pitch upstairs, ball one. Ian Happ, the first Cubs player to get a double in the bottom of the sixth inning on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. So, obviously, a one-time deal. That one gets Pat Castillo on a wild pitch. I'd put a runner in scoring position. Those are fun. I mean, everybody gets a laugh out of it. And move along the day, but fun seeing that one for Ian Happ. That's all the main ones I really wanted to touch on today. Ian Happ, the fire at Dodger Stadium, the bizarre interference rule at shortstop at the conclusion of the White Sox game in yesterday's ball game. Now the count is 2-0 here for Jason Hinchman. Time of the year where we're getting ready to go full swing into baseball season, NBA playoffs, and the conference finals, NHL as well. Dallas Mavericks with a walk-off. Or not a walk-off. A game winner late in Minnesota. This one's hit into center field. Drew Jones is underneath it for two away. Luka Doncic splashing a three right in Rudy Gobert's face, taking a 2-0 series lead out there in the conference finals. Now the NHL, the Dallas Stars and Edmonton Oilers going at it. Dallas got to be very pleased right now with the way their professional sports are going. Saw a graphic the other day that was put on SportsCenter that the Dallas Cowboys, the only team that has not made it to a conference title game in the 21st century. You got the Texas Rangers winning the World Series last year. You got the Dallas Stars, who made it to the Stanley Cup Final in 2020. And now the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals here in 2024. No balls, two strikes, two away. A Ranger team who is at the moment kind of rattled up. Wyatt Langford made his return today as he played with Round Rock. But he's still getting back on track. Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom haven't pitched yet for the Rangers this year. So the team is going through the battle wounds right now. Seeing if Texas can recover. I mean, still lots of time to go. Only here in May. 0-2 pitch swung on, the tag applied, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A three-strikeout inning for Hayden Dirk, however, only two of them will count for outs, and we're through eight innings of work. No hits, no runs, no errors, a runner left on base, top nine we go. Visalia 5, Fresno 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to Chauncey Park. Top nine we go. Drew Jones will lead things off for Visalia. First pitch was a ball this time, swinging to left side. Athletic play to first. Not in time. It's a backhand grab by the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. And he wanted to show the flashiness off there. Leaps up into the air, but the throw is wide. And Drew Jones has his second hit of the night. We'll now bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Carlos Ray getting warmed up in the Rawhide pen. Let's see who checks in the ballgame for Visalia. It would be a save opportunity. It's a second for one, and that's the only play it's going to be. They get Drew Jones out on the force out. And Anderson Rojas, a speedy player, that would have been a very tough play to get the double play, but instead they get the force out at second, which is what you want if you're Fresno, and brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate, keeps the double play intact. So bringing the DH, Adrian DeLeon to the plate, Rawhide looking for their 17th win of the year, and a win tonight would likely cut down that gap a little bit more, with Rancho getting pelted by Modesto for the second straight night in a row. One ball, no strikes, one away. Pitch to DeLeon's on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, one and one. DeLeon 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Also an 0 for yesterday's ballgame. 1-1 pitch. Rojas in motion, and he's going to get to second in time. It's going to be an E2. The ball's going to sneak into outfield. Rojas will slide into third base, and the Rawhide have a runner on third with one down. Rojas had such a good jump, he would have made it there standing, and then the throw sneaks into outfield, so he'll reach third off of the E2. One ball, one strike, one away here for Freslin. Time called by the Rawhide DH. Adrian DeLeon, he last played in game two on Wednesday night. The ball game where he did have a single in the fourth. That pitch goes in there for a strike, two and two. Infield plays in for Fresno. Rawhide looking to make this a 6-2 game. 2-2 slider misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. DeLeon's hit on Wednesday, his lone hit so far of this series. Pitch on the way. Slider bit upstairs. And DeLeon gave his appeal to the umpire. And he'll be walked and brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz so far in this ballgame, 1 for 3 with a single, a ground out, and a strikeout. Angel Ortiz batting 122, 4 RBIs and 5 hits. Now Ben McCabe will make his way out to the mound to have a word with his relief pitcher. 5 pitchers used so far in this ballgame. Visalia has used 3. Fresno has used 2. It's been Stu Freslin and then Jack Mahoney, who got the start for the Grizz. 6 innings of work, 8 hits, 5 runs. The starting pitching not going as long as the last 2 games, but still good outings on both sides of the ball. One down, runners on the corners. Pitch on the way, and Adrian DeLeon's going to get the stolen bag, or should say defensive indifference. Nobody covering over at second base. So two runners in scoring position now. They will count it as a stolen base for De Leon. It'll be his second of the year. Pitch grounded up the middle, and it's going to be saved by the second baseman, Mendez. He throws to first. It's the only play he's got, but it's an RBI base hit or RBI ground out for Angel Ortiz. 6-2 Rawhide lead. Adrian De Leon will go over to third. Christopher Taurin will go back to the top of the order. 20 RBIs on the season. The new RBI leader is Drew Jones, who had a double into left center field earlier in this ball game. Pitch on the way, and that one nearly hits Taurin. He's able to get out of the way, ball one. Who do you look at the player of the game in this ball game? Everybody on the offensive side has seemed to step up. Ground ball to the third base side. Picked up by the third baseman, Perez. He throws to first in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Another run tacked on by Visalia. They go one run, one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. We are through 8.5 here in Fresno. Visalia 6, Grizzlies 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Jordan Chalas appears for the second time this series, and a four-run ball game. This is somebody you could rely on right here. One of the lowest ERAs by a Rawhide pitcher. 1.17 out of the pen through 11 games of work. He's 0-2 on the year. And so far, he's 3-for-3 in save opportunities. This is not a save opportunity as a result of the run from Anderson Rojas, but it's still a chance to get the Rawhide their second win of the week. The pitch from Chalas misses outside for ball one, 1-2. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, Taylor Rescom, and Bye Bye Bugs. 1-2, no outs. Jordan Chalas' pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A big strikeout there to begin the inning. Luis Mendez will take the bat back with him to the dugout and now make it 15 strikeouts by Rawhide pitching. Ben McCabe will step up to the plate. The season high this year has been 16. Should say that was strikeout number 14. So Jordan Chalas strikes out the next two batters. It would be a new season high. 1-0 with one away. The pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. A pitch from Jordi Inchala, swung on and missed, one and two. Ben McCabe, 0 for 3 in his ballgame, the former UCF Knight at the plate. Visalia leads his ballgame 6 runs to 2, 9 hits compared to the Grizzlies' 4, and his ball grounded off to the left side, foul. A ballgame where Visalia has really been in control from the start. Denny Lorando did his job tonight. Upcoming pitch on the way, popped into center field. Charging in is Drew Jones, and that one's going to drop just out of reach for Yansel Luis for a one-out single. A little floater, a little teardrop. Yansel Luis gave it a run, but it was just out of reach, and it drops in for a base hit, and that will bring up Caleb Hobson to the plate. Double play would still get them out of this ball game alive. So Jordan Chalas will face him for the first time today. The pitch on the way, in there for a strike, 0-1. Chalas having a chance to redeem himself after Wednesday night's E1 that allowed the game to be walked off. Down the middle, but it's low, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. A runner on first base. Visalia leads 6-2. The first baseman, Ruben Santana, plays in front of the bag. Caleb Hobson as well. 0-2. He has drawn a walk. Ideally, you'd like to get out of the ballgame right here. G.J. Hill, who waits on deck, however, he's 0-3 with a reach off of a walk early in this ballgame. Chalas glances over at first. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Grounded off to the left side once again. It goes foul. The last year, Visalia took 2 wins here at Chichancey Park, and they took 2 at home. And it's been a series so far where the Rawhide, their 2 losses have been combined 2 runs, a 1-run loss on Wednesday night and a 1-run loss in yesterday's ballgame. Jordi Chalas forces a swing and a miss, 2 down. 15th strikeout by Rawhide pitching, and it's a strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Rawhide surpassed 10 strikeouts tonight as well, and with that it's brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. 2 down, top of the order, G.J. Hill. He struck out 2 times tonight. Once against Denny Lorando and 1 against Hayden Dirk. Pitch on the way, and that one's a little low for ball 1, 1 and 0. Two tough losses on back-to-back nights. The Rawhide will look to change the tide right here. The 1-0 pitch right down Gidding Street for strike number 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. The runner at first is Ben McCabe. Pitch from Chalas is outside, ball 2, 2-1. Rawhide will be back here at Chichancey Park tomorrow night at 6:50, with the series finale being at 1:05 this upcoming Sunday. 2-1 with 1 away, and a jam shot fouled backwards, strike number 2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Jordi Chalas' 1.17 ERA has a chance to put this game in the bed sheets and say goodnight. 2-2, 2 away. A glance over at first. Ruben Santana not holding on McCabe. Here's the pitch, outside, ball 3. Rawhide pitching has walked 3 batters tonight. Chalas looking to avoid being number 4. Three and two, 2 away. The payoff pitch on the way. Ball four below the knees. Runners on first and second. G.J. Hill Jr., his second walk of the night. And it brings up Aiden Longwell to the plate. So Aiden Longwell, not the guy you want to face right now. Three RBIs this series. It leads a team. A two-game RBI streak. It's sixth in the California League. 12 RBIs in the month of May. That leads a team, and that pitch gets past Kenny Castillo on a wild pitch. One more out is all you need to put this game away. And the way this series has been, that's been the toughest out all game long. 6-2 with Aiden Longwell at the plate. The 1-0 pitch through the left side. Another RBI. It's his fourth of the series. And just like that, it's 6-3. Who was the guy you did not want to face in this situation? Aiden Longwell. Luckily, you're still up by three. But now that starts to give a little bit more hope to the Fresno Grizzlies. You think about just the other night, Vaisiello was able to surpass a four-run deficit and pull off extra innings where they ultimately end up falling. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound with a tying run at the plate. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So T-Mark will finish up talking to Kenny Castillo and Jordan Chalas. And we'll be ready to resume play once again. There is an arm warming up in the right pen. You pray that it does not come to that. Both teams are run here in the ninth. Braylon Wimmer steps up to the plate. The team leader in hits in the month of May with 20. First pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. 0-1. So far in this ballgame, he's 1-for-4. He struck out twice, including a strikeout that he ended up reaching in the eighth on a ball that got past Kenny Castillo. 0-1 on the way, grounded to the left side, a chance to end it. Torin to second in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. And the Rawhide are victorious here in game four of the six-game series. They tie up the series at two games apiece. Visalia, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for the Grizzlies, 3 runs, 6 hits. And 1 error, and the Rawhide will have a happy 40-minute bus ride back home to Visalia on a Friday night. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll go through the numbers. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game for Game 5 of the six-game set. Rawhide 6-3 winners on this Friday night. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and the Rawhide have evened up the series at 2 games apiece. Thanks to a 6-3 win on this Friday night. Let's go through tonight's ball game. first inning, Christopher Torian had his first hit of the day. And then after that, three straight retirements from Jack Mahoney. We'll talk about his night a little bit later on in our post-game coverage. Fresno Grizzlies, they wanted to do the same thing that the Rawhide did. They had a hit of their own. However, unable to score the runner from first, Aiden Longwell gets stranded there. Second inning, both teams go down in order. Three up, three down, six batters up, six batters retired. Then in the third, Angel Ortiz, the second Rawhide hit of the ballgame, eventually ends up getting stranded over at second base as Christopher Torin and Yancel Luis are the next two batters to be retired. Bottom third, Caleb Hobson got aboard via the walk. However, he'd be stranded over at first base. It'd be a ball game for Fresno where they would strand nine batters aboard. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they would strand four. Top of the fourth inning, however, Visalia would get on the board for the first time today. Junior Franco with his first of two hits, a double, and then eventually a stolen base. Ruben Santana grounds out to second base, and the Rawhide take a 1-0 lead. Then in the top of the sixth inning, that's when the party really started. Christopher Torin started things off with a ground out back up the mound. Then Yancel Luis with a single. Junior Franco with a triple, his second extra base hit of the night. He scores Yancel Luis from first base. Two batters later, Ruben Santana with an RBI single as well. Drew Jones with an extra base hit into left center field. Anderson Rojas with a single as well through the left side of the infield. Visalia, five hits, four runs, no errors, one runner left on base, and they lead the ball game 5-0 heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. However, Fresno, it was a kind of night where they wanted a hand in every little thing that the Rawhide did. They bring up eight batters to the plate, just like Visalia did in the sixth inning. However, they scored three runs on two hits and left three on base. So after six innings of work, the ball game is 5-3. I should say 5-2. Had the numbers swapped there. Two runs, three hits. Ninth inning comes by Celia. They add on some insurance. Drew Jones with a single. He grounds into a force out when Anderson Rojas grounds it. A stolen bag, then an E2. A couple batters later on, Angel Ortiz drives in Anderson Rojas from third base, and the Visalia Rawhide lead this ball game 6-2. Bottom of the ninth, Fresno threatened for a bit. Ben McCabe had a single, and he eventually ends up scoring a run. And then G.J. Hill gets a wild pitch, but then the ball game comes to a conclusion on Braylon Wimmer grounding out to the shortstop, Christopher Torin. So with that, Denny LaRonda receives his first win of the season. He's now 1-1 with a 3.62 ERA. Meanwhile, for Mahoney, he goes six innings of work, eight hits, five earned runs, three strikeouts, and no walks. Denny LaRonda, 5 1/3, three hits, two runs, no earned runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. The Rawhide used four different pitchers tonight. Denny LaRonda, Teofilo Mendez, Hayden Dirk, and Jordi Chalas. Meanwhile, for manager Steve Solis, for Fresno, they used two pitchers, Mahoney and Stu Freslin. So we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and get you ready for tomorrow's Game 5 of this six-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine.
Jason Life.
Firework night here at Chancy Ballpark. You hear it in the background as we get ready for our post-game coverage. Continue rolling on here. Fresno and Visalia, 6-3 final. But an interesting ball game out in Rancho. At one point, Modesto led 8-2. I believe that was the last time we checked in on that ball game. Look at the final score. Modesto still ultimately goes on to win the ball game. But it was 11-9. Rancho scores 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. They did not give up at any point in that ball game. A combined 25 hits from those two clubs. And then out in San Bernardino, the Inland Empire 66ers, 8-4 winners on this Friday night. Meanwhile, out in Lake Elsinore, the San Jose Giants 4-0 winners. They shut out the Lake Elsinore Storm. So the two teams in front of the Visalia Rawhide on this Friday night both suffer losses. So the Rawhide will have a chance to move up in the California League standings when we check in on them tomorrow during pregame. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, all games final besides Amarillo. The Arizona Diamondbacks Complex League team, 9-4 winners against the White Sox. And then out in High A, the Vancouver Canadiens, 4-2 winners. Roman Angelo suffers his second loss in a Hillsborough uniform. He's now 0-2 with a 5.73 ERA. Vancouver scoring all 4 of the runs in the first 2 frames. Meanwhile, out in Double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, 6-2 winners. Or 6-2, they're in the top of the 5th. And then lastly, in AAA, the OKC Dodgers lead over the Reno Aces 4-3. Checking in on tomorrow's ball game. Oh, one more score. Pardon me. Miami Marlins 3-0 winners against the Arizona Diamondbacks out at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. For tomorrow's game, it'll be the left-handed pitcher Wilkin Paredes making his second appearance in a Rawhide uniform. He was red hot last time with 8 strikeouts. He's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, it'll be the left-hander Isaiah Copit. He is 3-1 with a 4.83 ERA. For tonight's ballgame, 6-3 Visalia win. Winners over the Fresno Grizzlies. Visalia improves to 17-25. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies are 24-18. They remain in second place out in the California League North. Danny LaRondo is now 1-1. Mahoney, 2-4. The South Carolina Gamecock had a good game. Jack Mahoney, but unable to capture the win. And it took us 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a series high 7,109 fans out here at Chancy Park in Fresno, California. Tomorrow's ball game scheduled to start at 6:50 p.m. will be live on the air starting at 6:40. So until tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.